Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
The door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
It's party time. Get ready to laugh. It's party time. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's time to laugh. All right. Again, it's happy Halloween to you. It is our holiday special. We got a special treat for you in the house. Sam Christian is in the house, and Bobcat Goldwyn, you know, the bunny man, the original howling man into that moon. The brother man is just that funny all the time. But so listen, we're getting into it today. Got some good music for you today. Listen up for all you listeners out there. Want to tell you, please call in. Let us know what's going on with you. But we're going to start this off well with our main man, our number one, the funny man. But listen, before we get into that right now, let's listen to the OJs with Backstabbers. So let's get into it, please. The OJs are in the house.
they do.
Yeah, yeah, that was OJ's Backstabbers. So all y'all folks that are going through the tough times, and you know you think you got a good friend, but you don't. But anyways, what's going on? We got our main man next on the stage is Bobcat Goldwyn. You may remember him from Police Search movies, as Police Academy, Naked Gun, a couple of movies back in the day. But he's back and in effect, and trust me, he is stronger than ever. So everybody, tune in. Let's get down. And let's get ready to land. With Bob, Pat, Goldwyn.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for coming. You don't look the same either. You're just staring at me going, I thought it was going to be the black guy from Police Academy who makes funny noises. And then some of you think I'm dead. That's a weird thing I get. People think I'm going to come out here and like for 45 minutes to an hour and go, which sounds like it would be fun, but eventually it'd be a dick in all of our asses. We'd be like, gonna tell any jokes? This is really annoying. you know, I've been on movies and I've been on television, but you don't know what a thrill it is for me to finally be playing Glendale. If you can make it in Glendale, that's what they say. I said I don't look the same. I'm bald. I don't think I'm faking you out. I'll show you my balding pate. I'm not like Bret Michaels, you know. It's like, oh, I'll just wear a bandana all the time. These whores will never catch on. Going bald sucks. I'll tell you what's worse. Gray pubic hairs. Sweet shit. That was a sad day. I looked out. I was like, oh, no. I'd like to tell you I'm not this vain, but I plucked them right out. I did. And I look so much younger from here to here. I look like I got a 22-year-old nutsack. Easy. Easy. Did you lose weight? No, my nuts are no longer salt and pepper. Or Cinderella. All right. You're an interesting crowd. You're kind of young. I'm looking for old people because I used to do shows and I'd be backstage going, fuck, there's a lot of old people. And then tonight I'm going, fuck, there's not a lot of old people. I haven't done stand-up in a long time, and I have other things that I do for a living. I direct and I do other stuff, but here's the, no, hold on, well, thanks, but there's a connection that I make with a live audience that I just don't get when I'm, I ran out of money, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to lie. This taping is part of the alimony tour. We are all paying for a pool that none of us swim in. That sounded dirtier than I wanted to sound. I'm not implying my ex-wife's vagina is the size of a swimming pool. Aflac sucks. Do you really think I'm Gilbert Gottfried? I'm not Gilbert Gottfried. I can truly, when he got fired, this happened today. When he got fired, I gotta tell you, I go, maybe they'll call. I spent the afternoon walking around the house quacking. Aflac.
Aflac.
No, I gotta make it my own. Aflac. There you go. Yeah, I'll put a spin on it. Snappity-doo. So this is a true story. Now, I know I'm not a piece of ass by any stretch of the imagination. I really don't. And I haven't done stand-up in a while, but I was on the road. This is a true story. This drunk young girl came up to me after a show, and she's like, she was flirting with me. She goes, if you came home with me right now, I would fuck you all night. Well, wait, that's not really flirting, actually. That's that's the Hail Mary pass, isn't it? Like, I'm like, what is she trying to say? What's the subtext here? I will fuck you all night. And the point was, I was supposed to get all horny, like, ooh, right? But I'm 48. Like, I'll fuck you all night. I'm like, ugh. All night? Jesus, that sounds terrible. Just me? Really? Like, she would have gotten further with me if she said, I will fuck you once and then cuddle all night. Or she said, I will fuck you once, cuddle, and then make you a low-sodium breakfast. That might actually test the bounds of my matrimony. I had a minor heart attack a while ago, and you know, they say laughter is the best medicine. Turns out nitroglycerin, that's the best fucking medicine. My chest felt like there was an elephant on it. That was the sweetest shit I've ever had. Like I can't do anything in moderation. I was like, I gotta get more nitro. That shit's fucking awesome. So now I'm on low sodium and I walk around my block every night. And I was walking around the block. This is a true story. I'm walking around the block, and then I see these signs saying Charlie, this cat was missing. Some of my friends are here. We live in the same neighborhood. You see the Charlie sign? So it was really killing me. So every night I was going, I'm going to find Charlie. I really made it. So I see Charlie on this porch, and I go up, and I grab Charlie, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's this, well, I don't know. So I knock on the door, and this woman turns the light off, right? And then I took the cat about a good half mile, and then I found a sign, and I look at the cat, and I look at the poster, and I'm like, I just stole someone's fucking cat. So I had to take the cat back, and I put it on the porch, and I really knocked. First of all, this woman like going, cat, I wish you'd stop knocking on the fucking door. So I knocked really hard, and I didn't even get to see the best part of the story, like when the woman opens the door and the cat's looking going, I had the weirdest fucking night. Have you ever seen Police Academy? Because that dude took me around the block for no apparent reason. You know what takes me out of a fisting video? Is a Live Strong bracelet, you know? You know, trying to enjoy a good old-fashioned fisting video, right, Tony? And then, bam! You're thinking about a guy with nut cancer. It's a real, lighten up, folks, all right? It's showtime. It's not Nickelodeon. Jesus Christ. I didn't like it. I didn't like it when he talked about fisting. I got fired once from the Hollywood Squares. Do you realize how embarrassing that is? That's like fucking an ugly person. And then right in the middle of it, they stop you and say, you gotta go. I got fired because nobody would call on me. That's the truth. We used to take 5 shows in one day. Then you would change your clothes so it looked like a different day. I don't mean to shatter the illusion or magic of Hollywood, but that's how it's done. True story. You needed me to win. The guy still didn't call on me. He's like, Judd Nelson. And I snapped. I go, it's tic-tac-toe, you fucking jackass. That's old Bob behavior. I don't do that anymore. That's what my psychiatrist said. So I got yanked out of the square, and they go, don't swear at the contestants. And then the other time I got in trouble, they go, what does Michael Jackson do to relax? And I go, oh, I know this one. He likes to blow bubbles. Yeah! Yeah! That's Michael Jackson joke. These jokes are fresh. These are right from the bakery. Hey, what is it with these Furbies, huh? What's that? More Michael Jackson jokes? Sure. So if you laugh at this, I can keep going. When Janet Jackson exposed herself, as a nation, we want the government to raise our kids, because the big outcry was, what was I supposed to say to my children if they saw that? What you were supposed to say was, see that woman with her boob hanging out? Yeah, don't go anywhere alone with her brother. So you laughed at that. That means I can keep going. Now, I think I'm just jealous. I wish I had his fan base. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, if anything weird came out about me, you would believe it. You go, yeah, I'm pretty sure Bobcat's a pedophile. He looks like Woody Allen fucked Drew Carey now. Look at him. I told myself I wasn't going to do that one. All right. No, you would believe that, you know. Oh, Bobcat's a pedophile. Look at him. He looks like a kid fucker. Not Michael Jackson. Not the guy with the pet monkey and the merry-go-round in the backyard. That just came out of nowhere and bit us in the ass. All right. I'm not that heartless that when his daughter was speaking at his funeral, not his daughter, I mean that girl he bought with someone else's jizz, when she was speaking at the funeral, that touched me. She goes, he was the best father there ever was. And that made me, you know, and then I thought, yeah, of course you think he's a great dad. You're a little girl. I want to hear what your cute brother has to say about the situation. He was standing behind his sister, blinking out Morse code like a Vietnamese prisoner of war trying to get rescued. What's he saying? He's saying, don't make me go to Grandpa Joe's. The same guy who made those kids fucked up, made Michael Jackson nuts, is now raising those kids. You know he's got them in a cage in the backyard in Encino. Do it again. Higher. Now spin around. I'm not really related to you.
Yeah, Bobcat going, always a funny man, always keeping it laughing, keeping it going, and I tell you what, he was one of my, he was number one. All right, next on the scene, we're going to chill back, lay back to a little bit of tracks, and listen to some little bit of, we're going to take it back to the real old school right there and make you understand and see it from the laugh and the soul of John Coltrane. So stay on, tune in. John Coltrane is going to take you home. ¶¶ Just been let you know we are ready. And to relax, sit back, enjoy yourself. So get yourself some wine, some little bit of popcorn, sit back, ready to laugh, and get a little crazy, because we need a little get crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, we are going to the next star of the show, which is Sandman, Sam Kutishan. And definitely want to let you know that he is definitely going to be joining us. But before we do that, let's go to a commercial break. Remember, every Monday, Wednesday, we got King Cam Midnight Oil from 10 to 12 Central and Eastern time, from 9 to 10, way in the West Coast. So King Cam is always
What's
in
going
the
on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right. And don't forget, when you and King Cam ain't on, we got to move along with my brother, Brother Kofi. Kofi Speaks. Remember, listen to the mind, elevate the times that we live in. All right? Now let's get down to my man, Sam Christian in here. Out loud.
Are you looking at the sunglasses? You going, hey, Sam, you wouldn't be high by any chance, would you? Nah. No, I wear these glasses, folks, because I'm blind. They happen in a very unusual way. I normally don't open up about it, but you folks are different, so... The fact that you laughed in my face when I told you, let me know. I fucked till I was blind. I didn't mean to. I thought it was a joke. I was with this girl. She said, can we fuck again? I said, yes. We're going,
you get to come. I have to smell a dog's ass for the rest of my life. Oh, oh!
Yeah. All right, I guess it's time to tell you what I'm really doing. I'm going around the country. I'm trying to talk men, as many men as I can, into not fucking women in the ass. Well, I can see I'm not going to get a lot of support here. All right. This is going to be one of the tough towns, huh? All right. Come on, guys. There's other ways to hurt them. It doesn't feel that good. We only do it to see that look on their face. And you go, oh, sorry, honey. Sorry, okay? I swear to God, I slipped. I wouldn't do something like that. No. Jesus, what am I, an animal? I wouldn't do that. Are you okay, huh? It had nothing to do with you wrecking the car last week. What do you say? What do you mean I'm just trying to get back? What? I love you. Oh, God, it happened again. Shit. I love women. I don't think you ought to be mean to them. Well, you don't have any choice. What are you going to do? It's either love women or suck a big dick. Thanks, God. Thanks for the big menu down here. Thanks a lot. I can't handle the gay life, folks. I'm sorry. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, you know? I don't want to put it down. But, you know, I think gays have had enough fun poked at them. How does a guy look at another guy's hairy ass and find love? How does that work, huh? I don't know. Maybe it's me. They say every man has a homosexual fantasy. So I'm sitting around the house one day. I am going over my fantasies, because if there's one in there, I want it out! And then I realized, there's no way I could have a homosexual fantasy. Not after Rock Hudson, man. When this guy fucking died, man, he nipped that shit in the bud for me, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah, man. I felt sorry for Rock. Jeez. You know, this guy was on his deathbed going, it was that last fucking dick. God damn it, why did I suck it? Why did I suck it? I was ahead of the game, mister! Millions of dicks, never ever been wrong before. Dick, 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 suck, 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 dick, 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 suck, suck, suck. Never had a problem. It was that last goddamn dick! Oh, ah! Rock cuts and tells his own story, his own words. I was addicted to dick. I was addicted to dick! I might be a little jealous. I'm a little overweight, but I guess if you're gay, you probably lose a lot of weight, Russ. Because who the fuck wants to eat after you've had a dick in your mouth all day? More pizza? How about some bread pudding? Half the crowd's laughing, and half's going, what kind of jokes are these? My God, what if we pay $12 to listen to? just a comic, folks. They're regular jokes. They're not going to hurt you. They're just regular jokes, huh?
Speak up, man.
Well, that's what your mom told me when I was leaving her house, but I couldn't hear her as well. I tried to understand her, you know, but she had my sperm gurgling in her throat. She's like, and tell my retarded son not to fuck with her ass. You may not recognize her when you get home. I shaved her back. Still want to help out, huh? Hey, I'm just in that fucking mood, man. I'm sorry. Ever since we bombed Libya, you know, I'm just in that fucking tear everything up mood, man. That was just too cool, man. American bombers going in, going, where's the baby's room? Where do you keep the little girl? Well, we did our job. We only fucked up one place. We accidentally dropped a bomb on the French embassy. Whoa, 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 back up. Sorry about that. I'm sure our aim would have been a little better if we'd have had more fucking sleep. Thanks for those extra 6,500 air miles, you fuckhead. Build a new house. We're not fucking around anymore, man. It's time to be the tough guy. This is America, goddammit. Reagan's president and Clint Eastwood has his own police force. Yeah, Reagan still got a hard on, man. He's walking around going, well, just excuse this. I just happen to feel like a real man. He's with Nancy right now going, get that dress off and dance for me, you fucking bitch! Dance! I'll take the commander-in-chief! Take the commander-in-chief! I'm coming into the Oval Office! I'm coming into the Oval Office, God! It's our fucking leader, man! Oh, but I'm not worried about fucking terrorism, man. I was married for 2 fucking years! What are they gonna do, scare me? Ah! These fucking TWA hostages, I was a hostage for 58 days. You got off flight! Oh, God. You ever been married? You have? Oh, you know, what's the face? Give them the face. See, it's just not me, folks. This man's been a victim. He's been a victim! Oh, man. There's one good thing about marriage, though. I don't want to put the whole thing down, all right? The best thing about marriage is that these are connected. They don't come off. They don't come off. Because if they did, your wife would take it as soon as you got married. It's true, man. You'd see these guys on the phone going, hello, guys. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm going to have to cancel out. No, I can't go. She's got my dick! No, she won't give it to me. I asked for it all day. Ashley's pissed off. I tried to sneak out of the house with it this morning, and well, I was halfway out of the driveway. She came running out of the house, and I had to give it to her right there in the street. Yeah, she found the spare, too. Yeah. Okay, I'll ask her. Hold on. Honey, it's the guys. No, they just called to say that they're all taking theirs. I was just going to take mine, you know, because they're all taking theirs. Okay, I'll tell her. Yeah, she said no fucking way. She said the dick stays here. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. You do me a favor? You see me working on the house next week and around the yard and helping out with groceries and shit? You do me a favor? Kill me. Kill me. Yeah, that was my neighbor. He's married too. Yeah, kill him too. Kill both of us. Shoot me in the head, run me over with a car, whatever it takes. I live in hell! I live in hell! Oh! Ah! Ah! Crow! The women are starting to look around going, are we safe? Is there going to be trouble here tonight? Are we going to be raped and pillaged? No, I love women though, man. If you have your girlfriend or somebody you're with tonight, you know, somebody you really love. I'm broke up right now. I've been out of a relationship for about a year. Well, no, I wanted it. I wanted it. I planned the fucking thing. What are you talking about? I didn't have the courage to walk up and say, hey, you know, I'm really fucking tired of sharing anything with you. A life, a car ride. Your voice drives me up the fucking wall. I come in here at night and I have to drink a six-pack of Heineken to keep from cutting your fucking head off and putting it in the camera bag. I didn't have the courage to be that honest at the time. So here's what you do. You start doing lots of cocaine. Get into drugs, man. Just coke out, man. 2 or 3 weeks straight. Just fucking don't shave. Sell the TV. Be a fucking asshole. They come up to you in 2 or 3 weeks and they go... I have to leave you. You're not the man I fell in love with. All you want to do is do drugs and get high. And she goes away! She leaves! It works! It's beautiful because she feels like shit because she left you when you needed her most! It's flawless! Guys are going, I'd like to laugh at that, but I'm too busy writing it down. I'll tell you that. I am using that formula. I just came to help. I really did. I wanted to bring romance back and into the lives of anybody I try and touch. So if you're on a party tonight, if you have a woman you care about, take her home after this show and lick her pussy for 2 fucking hours. Do it. Do it. Celebrate tonight. God damn it. Make them come twice, guys, before they can even see your dick. It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge, but do it, man. I'm serious. They have a glass of water by the bin because your mouth gets kind of dry. And, you don't want to go to work tomorrow looking like you fell off your bike on the way to school, okay? That's why I'm like, what's wrong with your face, Bob? Shut up! Why doesn't she use cream rinse? Why doesn't she use cream rinse? Do it! Be lovers tonight. Go home and fuck, man. Make her come twice before she can even see your dick. Because it leaves the illusion that you care. Come on, because they're not used to it. It throws them off. Women are used to this. Women are used to guys coming home going... let me use your face to wipe it off. Where's your purse? I need gaffer. Ask
That's what they're used to. Oh, they really are, though, man. They're just like, God, you care, don't you? Yeah, I care. Yeah. Now roll over. Hey, I'm just trying to help, man. I swear to God. Just after my second divorce, I said, hey, I bet if I learn how to fuck really good, I won't have to give away everything I own every 5 fucking years. Oh, guys, no matter going, God, that's not a joke. It's information I'm writing down. I'm 53. I'm going to lick something, goddammit. I'll tell you that. I'm not starting over. No fucking way. No, it's tough. It's tough to work it out. And women don't help. Women don't. Look, there's no sex education for men. I never got any. No one ever fucking set me hip to anything. The government doesn't send you a pamphlet or anything, you know, on how to lick pussy. Mom and dad are no fucking roadmap, all right? Nobody helps you. You're on your own. You got to learn your own fucking technique, your own style. That's why a lot of guys are pretty bad at it. They don't know anything about licking pussy, man. Why would they know? Most guys got like one stroke, you know? They think they're painting a fence or something. It's like... The girl's going, Jesus Christ, am I being licked or weatherproofed here? Hey! The fuck is this? But I like to help. You don't mind? I like to submit a plan to you that might be able to help. What you do, guys, is you lick the alphabet. Lick that fucking alphabet. See, this man's going, oh, God, that's the revelation! It's all that's prophesied by Nostradamus. He will come into the earth and speak of the alphabet. Lick the alphabet, man. It makes you appear creative. It's an easy diagram to remember. It's like A, B, C. She thinks you're from fucking Europe or something. She's like, oh, God, where'd he learn that? Oh, yeah. You're going A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It works! Do it, and do plenty of capital T on the big letter chart. This is the favorite letter. They love capital T. Out of all, oh, Marty, I love capital T. I'm Mr. T. I pity the fool who tries to do more T than me. I'm just trying to help, folks, okay? I'm just trying to do my... Oh, yeah, Dr. Ruth can do it, but I'm a fucking asshole. Is that the game here? Dr. Ruth can spiel her wrinkled, gray, elephant-ass fucking psycho babble, but I'm out of line. I'm not creative. Where's the guitar and some fucking, sitcom impressions here? Is that what you want? Dr. Ruth, do you hate her fucking guts or is it just me, huh?
Yeah!
What a psycho bitch this woman is, man. I'm sorry.
Take the man's penis.
It was last time you saw a man's penis, Dr. Ruth. Do you remember? Can we have some clues? Who was president then, huh? Did we have cars yet, or did you suck dick on horseback, Annie Oakley? Huh? Tell me! Talk to me, Dr. Ruth! Oh, good sex with Dr. Ruth, huh? When's the last time you made this noise, Dr. Ruth? When I hear you swallow, Dr. Ruth, I'll buy the good sex show, okay? When Dr. Ruth comes on, guys, he goes, tonight we're going to talk about... believe the good sex bits in, all right? Good sex with Dr. Ruth, Jesus. I listen to her. I'm driving down the street. She goes, if the man's penis is too small to satisfy the woman, then it's perfectly acceptable for the woman to use a dildo or a vibrator and pleasure herself later after she has pleasured the man. So I'm listening to this psycho fucking bullshit. Pleasure herself later after... Yeah, thanks, Dr. Ruth. That's real smart fucking advice. That's going to pump the guy full of sexual confidence, huh? Trying to make love to the woman he cares about. She's going, listen, when you threw that Mr. Tonko toy here, like a shot at it, all right? You want to plug it in on your way out of the bedroom, thumb dick? Let's go, move it! Hope the grinding noise doesn't disturb Miami Vice for it. Guys, and they're going, yeah, thanks, Dr. Ruth. Thanks to you, my wife's fucking the lawnmower. Let's go back to Haagen-Dazs and make milkshakes where you belong, huh? Sexual counseling? You don't need sexual counselors. That's like dog psychiatry to me, you know? Animal therapy, did you hear about this fucking racket? I'd love to get in on some of that money, all right? Sam, the dog psychiatrist. Yeah, yeah, bring Rusty to me, okay? It's Rusty, man, it's Rusty. He used to be a happy dog. He'd jump around, he was happy. We used to play my frisbee and stuff, and he just hasn't been himself. So, yeah, yeah, well, wait out in the lobby. Come on in, Rusty, come here. Come here, Rusty. First of all, you're a fucking dog! You're shit in the yard! Bark, you little... Yeah, listen, we had a real good session today. Rusty really opened up. Yeah, he's a... You can tell, he's a sparky dog again, and... That'll be $200, okay? Thank you, Mal. Yeah, yeah. Animal psychiatry made easy, all right? We don't need sexual counseling. You just need to talk it out. Tell each other what you like, what you want. Women, there's something that really gets you off. You know, something that really just turns you on, makes you come. How about filling us in, huh? How about giving us a little information to work with? What are we, on an Easter egg hunt? Tell us what you want! We'll do it! Will we do it, guys? We will do it! We'll do it, man. Just talk and tell. Don't tell your mom, your girlfriend, your little sisters, your hairdresser.
He doesn't like me long enough. He doesn't know me as a guy.
Tell us! We will fucking do it. We're the ones who fuck you! I like that myself. I like that open honesty. I like to go home with a woman and let you know what she wants, man. You walk in, she goes, come on! Get those fucking pants off! Get them off! Will you fuck me harder? Fuck me harder! You're going... No, no, fuck you harder. I'll be right with you. Hold on. Oh, shit. I think I know what you want. Oh. Let's try it like this, all right? Bang! No, you want it harder. Come on. Bang! Bang! I'll give it to you harder. Bang! Bang! God damn it! Ah! Ah! Did you see Manson's interview? Did you see that? Was that too funny? This guy is fucking gone. It's like 1986 now. He's been in the hole for 17 fucking years. You know, he was already sick going in, you know? Yeah, he really, he's on a comeback. Yeah. Let's leave him alone and let him talk to fucking God. Oh, man, they pulled him out and they go, Charlie, why'd you do it? And he goes, I heard the album. I heard that goddamn White album. Why don't we do it the road? What do you think he was saying, man? No one will be watching us. And you're sitting there going, it's a fucking album! You were on acid, Manson! It's a fucking album! You'd have got the same message out of the monkeys, you fucking dickhead. Don't you hear what he's saying, man? Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. How clear does he have to say it, man? Last train to Clarksville, Whitey. It's the monkeys! They weren't even a real group, you fuck! It's so funny. This guy's out there. He thinks it was all about him. He goes, didn't you watch Charlie's Angels? That was about me. You never saw Charlie, did you? Fucking TV show. I'll put him back down the fucking hole. That's irritating. I live out in L.A. for like the last 4 or 5 years, but the one guy I felt sorry for was this 30-year-old Polish artist. His name was Wojciech Wryczowski. He shows up. It's Laurel Canyon. This is like his first Hollywood party. He's all excited, you know. He goes in, they're getting high, they're laying around, a little drunk. All of a sudden, boom, the fucking doors break in, and the Manson family comes in. Police report said they stabbed this guy 51 times, bludgeoned him in the head with a heavy object 13 times, and they shot him twice. So I figured this guy's by the door on the way out going, you don't have to leave yet, do you? You didn't put a chainsaw in my ass! jokes for the demented. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm having too much fun. Plus, I read the Bible. I'm pretty fascinated by the life of Christ. It's a pretty good trick to pull off. Come back from the dead and not scare the hell out of everybody, huh? Jesus is the only guy that did that. You know, he's the only guy that ever came out of the fucking grave after being dead for 3 days where people didn't go, the dead let the dead fucking live! Oh, my God! Oh, kill it, kill it! And yeah, anybody else, man? Anybody else? People freak. Jesus comes out. It's like, nothing. It's like, it's Jesus! Hey, you're a little dusty there, aren't you? Let's wipe some of that off. God, what's right for the top down, huh? Now, I guess that's why he never got married. No wife would ever buy the fucking resurrection, all right? It's like, sure. She sees him on Friday afternoon. He takes off with 12 fucking guys. She doesn't hear from him again until Monday. He comes in the house. He's going, and where have you been for 3 days, Mr. Winemaker? Jesus is going, no, okay. I'll tell you where I've been. Sure. First of all, not that it's important, but I was dead. I'm in a fucking grave outside of town. I'm fighting death, hell, decomposure. I'm changing spiritual form. I'm about to come into the kingdom of God. And I go, wait a second. I better go back because she doesn't know where I've been. Yeah, it never would have worked, man. Been all kinds of press. Jesus gets divorced. Wife doesn't buy resurrection, you know? Just never would have worked. What a life. People say, you think Jesus is coming back? Oh, sure. Yeah, he's skipping all the way, huh? It's been 2,000 years? Yeah, he's coming back. He's going to be on game shows. He's going to be on This Is Your Life. They're going to go, Jesus, do you remember this noise? He's going to go, yeah, I can name that tune in 2 notes. Yeah, I figure Jesus is in heaven right now. They're going, Jesus, why don't you go back down to earth? These are troubled times. They need a symbol of peace and love again. Somebody walk in the world with real peace. Jesus is going, yeah, sure, yeah. I'll go back. As soon as I can play the piano again, I'll be right there. Thanks a lot. I'd be the only savior that can use his hand as a fucking whistle. Jesus, he clips. I'm not trying to make jokes about Jesus, though. I saw the movies. I read the Bible. He's always on the cross at the end, the crucifixion. There's always 30 or 40 Christians standing around going, it's a shame that he has to die. And Jesus is always going, well, maybe I wouldn't have to. Somebody get a ladder and a pair of pliers. But the Bible said you're supposed to die. Oh, buy the book. Tough gig. But that's what happens to everybody that tries to help, huh? Abraham Lincoln, right? Gandhi, Sadat, going to bring peace to the Middle East, huh? Says, yeah, I'm going to bring peace over here. Well, Sadat, listen, you're doing such a good job, we decided to have a fucking parade for you, okay? So you wear something real bright and sit down front, all right? You're going to like a certain float we put together for you there. Anybody, man. Kennedy's, right? Martin Luther King. I have a dream. Oh, shit. I have a fucking head wound. Thanks a lot. Oh. People go, man, aren't you afraid to tell jokes like that? Aren't you afraid, man? Don't you think like some kind of curse may come into your life? Don't you think you might go to hell? No. Hell? I
was married for 2 fucking years. Hell would be like Club Med. Oh, ah! I think the devil gets real pissed off if he's been married, man. It bores him, you know? You come down the hallway to hell, and he's like, oh, you been married? Ah, shit. Come on in. All right. Yeah, this place is going to be pretty boring to you. I'll give you the tour anyway. Okay, fuck. There's not a lot of surprises here for you. You didn't see any single people coming down the hall, did you? Well, I just scared the fuck out of them. God damn it. Shit. Married twice, huh? Jesus Christ. You want a job? I know a lot of guys out there that are going, Sam, we'd like to laugh with you, but we're with our wives. They're sitting right next to us, and if we laugh now, we don't get laid later. Because you go home with this new sexual wizardry, this newfound fucking charm. You walk in that bedroom, and she's got her bathrobe on. She goes, yeah, yeah. You thought that fat guy was awful funny, did you? Huh? Remember that? Remember that, huh? I'm going to be over here reading the New Testament, all right? So why don't you jack off and remember how funny he was. You guys sitting there going, oh, God, if I was a man, her head would be in a bowling bag right now. Fuck, I love women. I don't think you should be violent to them. I don't believe in slapping around. I don't support wife beating. I understand it! I mean, I wouldn't want to be the deciding member on a fucking jury or anything! I don't support it, but, you know, I know what turns Mr. Hand into Mr. Fifth. Oh, that's not that bad. I guess, are there any good marriages here? Well, there's a wave of applause. Yeah, I guess it's tough to work it out. I've been married a couple times, but who's come, huh? I'll do it again. I know me. I'm stupid. I buy it every time. I really do. I'm a real fucking romantic guy, man. I buy it every time. This is love. Come on. Ah! This is love. Ah! So I've been in love 9 fucking times now, folks. I still buy it. Ah, this is, you've never met me, have you? Come on. No, I'm not like the others. Come on, this is real love. I wouldn't lie to you 10 times in a row, fuckhead. Come on. Come on. Trust me. Open the door. Oh, oh, oh! Love lied to me again! Oh, yeah, they're worth it, though. Come on, look how much fun they are. God damn, what would you do without women? Well, all right, don't think about it. All right, so. Don't even think about it, folks. But I don't have any kids. I was lucky, I guess. I'm glad because I don't have to pay any alimony. I don't have to pay any child support. Those women just got to have to get along as best they can. I hope they're going through Kentucky Fried Chicken garbage bins right now, all right? Waiting for the place to close so they can just... Now there's one with meat on it. I hope I'm not coming across too bitter, huh? But, no, I'm sure I was a pain in the ass, too. My wife's probably on a psychiatrist's couch right now somewhere with a doctor, and he's going, today we're going to try and say his name. Can you say a letter in his name? Oh. Yeah, what else is there, guys? It's women. Women and money and drugs, that's it. And religion, if you can work it in. Oh, fuck, man. I'm having a great fucking time. This is too cool. Well, we got to talk about one more thing, I guess, huh? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stop sending money to World Hunger Organizations. Well, I don't want to seem cruel, you know, but I'm an American, you know? You're just like you. I think we've done a lot. I think we pretty much fucking give out. You know, we give.
And they fucking make these commercials to fuck with your head. You know, you're sitting at home, you're having a wonderful time, enjoying what the fuck you put together from scratch, on your own, in your own life. You turn on the television and they got this fucking 2-year-old, 3-inch waisted kids, and they're going, yeah. And the voiceover's like, won't you please help? What kind of sick fucking bastard are you? How can you sit there in that air conditioned, fully heated home with an icebox and cupboard full of food in a country where you can eat 24 hours a day while little Haji pick up that fucking phone? Won't you please help, huh? Kind of sick fuck are you? You're really trying to guilt trip the shit out of him. It's like, hey, why don't you feed him? You're only 5 feet away. Why don't you get him one of your sandwiches you packed for the day? How about? Fucking commercials, man. You know the guy's right off camera with a baby Ruth going, they can't see me, can they? Come here.
If I could only watch.
Come on, it's right there. Reach for it. Come on, they gear these fucking things up to fuck with your head, man. They know what they're doing. You got a director there going, come on, don't feed him yet, don't feed him yet! The light was bad on that last one. Let's give one more take. Come on, Hodge, get back in the mud hole. Come on. Come on, let's get out of here, these fucking mosquitoes, Jesus. We don't need that shit. You want to help them? You really want to help these people? Stop sending them food. Don't send these people another bite. You want to help them? Send them U-Hauls. Send them luggage, folks. Send them somebody like me. I'll walk out there. Send a guy out there that goes, hey, we just drove 700 miles with your food. And it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is. You live in a fucking desert. Do you understand that you live in a fucking desert? Yes! You live in a fucking desert! Nothing grows here! Nothing's gonna grow here! God damn it, come back! Son of a bitch. You see this, huh? You see this? It's a sand, yeah. Did you know nothing can grow in this shit? Did you know that, huh? Here, eat some of it. Taste it, motherfucker. It's sand! You know it's gonna be 100 years from now? It's gonna be sand! You live in a fucking desert! Get your kids, get your shit, we'll make one trip! We'll take you to where the food is! We have deserts in America, we just don't live in them, asshole! Yeah, it's been great! God bless you, good night! Take care of yourself!
Yo, man, I was laughing so hard, man, I almost blew my guts out! Sam is like the funniest man. I don't know where else you are. But yeah. Oh, shit, they want more. Oh, they want more.
Well, we're just going to have to play, aren't we? That's what it is here. Have you guys got a little time? Can you hang out?
Oh. So Sam is going to do a rocking session.
I got a real depressing letter. I don't know if this will affect you. I got a letter from my folks about 2 months ago because I haven't been taking very good care of my money I've been making. And then they said, Sam, we can't send you any more money. I said, you're out of control. You know what the fuck you're doing with your cash. And, you know, you're just old enough to be on your own. We're tired of carrying the load. I said, okay. And I was going to call him back. I really was because I thought this is the opportune time to reach out and touch someone. So I called him up. I said, yeah, Mom? Yeah, listen, get Dan on the phone, too. Yeah, I want him. Yeah, wake him up. I know it's late, but I want both of you to hear this. Yeah, no, yeah, Dan, all right, listen, both of you stick with me because this gets a little complicated. But, you know, before I was your little son, before I was your baby, before I was your loan, I was a free spirit in the next stage of life. I walked in the cosmos, not imprisoned by a body of flesh, but free in a body of light. There were no questions, only answers, no weaknesses, only strength. I was light, I was truth, I was a spiritual being, I was a God. But you had to fuck and bring my ass down here. I didn't ask to be born. I didn't call you and say, hey, please have me so I can work in a fucking windmill someday.
to pay my own way? Fuck you! Pick up the fucking check! Pick it up!
Actually, I'd like to do a song I wrote for you. It's about a girl that I was in love with about 5 years ago. I had a lot of money. I just left a previous job and to go into comedy. And I thought I'd saved up enough money to last me a while. And I met this girl and I fell in love with her. And we went through all my cash in about a year. So I wanted to impress her, you know, show how much I loved her and how cool she was. I remember when I ran out of cash, she said, Sam, you're just, you're just not as exciting to be with anymore now that you're broke. And we found so many neat things about each other that I hate to see the whole relationship go to waste just because the passion's gone. Can we still, like, stay in touch and talk to each other when it rains? Maybe go to a movie once in a while and have dinner and still be friends. Would that be okay? So I'll never forget her. She left an impression on me. Plus, it took me about 3 years to get out of debt. I wrote her this song. I think you'll like it. It goes like this.
You lying whore! You used me! You never lied!
Once again, Sam has done it again. He made you spit snot at your nose with the milk and then turn around and made you drink it. So at the same damn time, he's kicking your ass and telling you, smile. So everybody just want to give a shout out to him, my man Sam again. Yo, what's up? Now we're going to get into a little bit of music. So we want to say appreciate you all coming in. And don't forget to tune in every week to Midnight Oil with your man, King Cam. Also, if you have any questions, man, please don't forget to donate. Please donate if you like our broadcast or like what you're doing. If you have any suggestions, please call the radio station, 516-418-5805. We are always open for suggestions. And guess what? We are here to entertain you. We are here to help you and guide you and motivate you through your day. So NSF Radio is here to stay. So let's get it down. So we got some Marion Hill, and we're going to close out for the night with that. A little bit of soul, neo soul, and a little hop, hip hop.
You get me out, you get a show. There's so many bodies on the floor. So, baby, we should go and add some more. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's hands, thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plan. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Are you down, 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 did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down. Down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down. Every single thing is feeling right. Started as a quiet Friday night. I don't really think that we should fight this. What if we don't stop until it's light? Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Are you down? if you get me out, you get a show. There's so many bodies on the floor. So, baby, we should go and have some more. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's hands, thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Are you... Didn't even really want to go, but if you get me out, you get a show. There's so many bodies on the floor, so baby, we should go and have some more. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's hands, thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down? Down, did it, down, did it, down, did it, down, down, down. Are you...
Start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And close the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
You must keep the
host. In fine time. And just say goodnight. It's funny time. At NSF Radio Comedy Hour. So good night, folks, and have a nice time. Happy Halloween!